The purpose for the regional consultation is an opportunity for us to do public outreach. The reason for that is that there are many people in this community who may know us, but some who don't know us. And so it's an opportunity for us to go out, talk with our creative people to find out what are their needs and aspirations around the creative sector, what's working, what's not working, and what do we need to do to shape our future. Well, I hope that with having regional consultation, what it does, it's enabled us to bring together groups of people together who may not necessarily know each other. It's an opportunity to get them collaborating and connecting with each other. And it's an opportunity for us as a regional organisation to be able to determine what projects are out there at the end of the day that we may need to assist with, how we help an artist to become more business ready, more employee ready, if that's what they require. But also too, the other things is that many of our creative businesses with their projects are looking, where do we go for funding? Who are our partners? Who can help us? How we can assist? So the aim with the strategy really is to be able to gather all that information and put it into some key themes to say, hey, this is what we need for our community. The value of arts, in fact, let's talk about, rather than the value of the arts, let's talk about the value of creativity and innovation. That's what our sectors are all about. But also too, our sectors cross-pollinate with others. So if you think about technology, that's all about creativity, that's all about innovation. So I'm in the business of innovation, that's what I'm in. You know, it's about building up our human resources, it's about building up our creative capital, it's about making sure that we have visible signs of creativity in our communities, which is not just limited to public installations. It's much, much more about that. It's about building up a skills workforce, it's about building up our creative talent. You know, because our future, though we're very digital focused in the 21st century, is that really those genres of music, art, performance, theatre are not going to change. It's just a question of how they all interconnect and how we share that information with regionally and nationally and globally. The aim with any information is to be able to, you know, put it into a context that the not just creative people but also our partners can understand. So this is a way for Whangarei District Council, Northern Regional Council, Foundation North, Creative New Zealand to understand this is what we require in our community. If we value arts, this is what you need to do.